I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Rival internet service providers Yahoo, AOL, and MSN announced today that they're joining forces to create one big instant messaging network. Instant messaging is a function that allows you to type messages back and forth with other people on your computer in real time as though you were on the phone. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, instant messaging, IM it's called, has been around for a while. What's the point of these internet companies working with each other?
Well, it's really directed at the business community, Alex. Sure, it's great for all the IM users out there chatting till the wee hours with their friends, but this merger of sorts of IM networks is targeted at companies that want employees to be able to communicate over all three of these, AOL, Yahoo, MSN. And the potential base of users is huge. Already, AOL reports 2 billion messages are sent and received every day on its network alone. Compare that with 400 million emails, and you see just how big this technology has become.
Tess, just for those who are not IMing yet, explain the difference between IM and email. What is it that IM offers that you don't get with email?
Well, again, as you mentioned already, it's the real-time aspect of instant messaging. You're typing a note and you hit the send button and it goes instantly to the person you're, that quote-unquote, talking to. In email, of course, there can be a lag time. Maybe people don't check it for a couple of minutes. So this really is, it's instant, as its title says.
And what exactly would corporations use this for?
In a word, communication with customers, suppliers, employees. There are myriad uses that analysts actually say probably haven't even been realized yet for corporations. But Nate Root, a senior analyst at Forrester Research, says one great example is customer support.
If you run a large electronics company and you're looking for a way to provide better customer support than the phone tree menu that's 3 minutes long, instant messaging can provide a different channel for customers to contact customer service reps directly. It's a channel that now can span different devices like their PC, their mobile phone, anything they can use to instant message.
And until now, companies have kind of hesitated to go ahead and do this because they really couldn't be sure which network their customers would be on. Now they can have one hub that talks to all three of those groups.
Aren't they worried that people will just use these to chat with their friends, which is what most of instant messaging is now anyway, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what you'll see in most workplaces. But the bigger concern, actually, is that this is a technology that once you exit out of it, there's no real record of what's been said. Under, for example, the Sarbanes-Oxley Corporate Reform Act, all these new rules about saving electronic communications, you need to have a record. But, in fact, there are companies out there that are developing new technologies to do exactly that. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how companies grow a strong stable of stockbrokers.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.